Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I know we've been talking about all the headlines this week about the stimulus package, where and when to get your vaccine, wearing masks, not to wear masks. Do we have to change the clock back? You know, it's just a lot of painful things. But I'd like to surface another topic that's really grating on me.
Okay.
All right. It's the middle of March. People have to take down their Christmas decorations outside.
People still have them up?
People still have them up all over my neighborhood.
Oh, geez.
I dropped my daughter off at her friend's house. There's a dead wreath with a nice red bow still sitting on the door. Santa's like toppled over on the front lawn. I'm not kidding you. Unplug them. Just unplug the lights. Leave them up. Just unplug the lights. So I feel like I'm a little too riled up about this.
Well, I can kind of see. There's a blue vein in your forehead that's pulsating.
It's always there. It's always there. So I thought to myself, who could really provide a more, less emotional, but more intelligent rant about all this? So I reached out to my pal, Gary Meyer, Radio Hall of Famer Gary Meyer, to give us his thoughts surrounding this very topic.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. No, I'm not quoting a line from Shawshank Redemption when the warden discovers the hole in Andy Dufresne's cell. If you still have Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in your front yard because you haven't taken your Christmas decorations down yet, you might be a red and green neck. What's your major malfunction, numbnuts? You have now skidded past Mardi Gras, Valentine's Day, and are getting ready to slam into turning the clocks ahead and St. Patrick's Day. What is the mindset of people who can't muster the energy to take down their f***ing Christmas decorations? The weather? Eh. The snow has melted and the temperatures have risen. Speaking of risen, these people are going to leave their Christmas decorations up through Easter, are they? Jesus rises from the dead on Easter as a grown man, and yet there he still is, a baby in a manger on your front lawn. Don't tell me people are just going to put a beer in each of Santa's hands on their front porch and roll him into a St. Patrick's motif. No, 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 not in front of my house, as Dikembe Mutombo would say. And nothing like a plastic snowman with dandelions growing around its base. I'll cut you some slack. If last month you used the three wise men as dibs to save your parking space, but that's it. Time to put it all away. The nativity scene, Santa, his sleigh, the reindeer, the lights. Hopefully you didn't Clark Griswold staple them to the house. The wreaths, all of it. Especially those, as OJ would say, ugly ass inflatables. Even those people who participate on ABC's Light Fight show have probably put away all of their decorations, and they put up millions of lights. Let's go. Starting this weekend, you'll have more daylight in the evening. No more moping. Put the holiday stuff away, because if you don't, the Al-Qaeda win. I'm Gary Meyer on the Dave Pliers Show on the 50,000-watt blower, and I approve this message.
He is not wrong, Tom.
No.
He is not wrong. And I think a lot more intelligent and thoughtful than what I would probably say.
Yeah, I felt like the use of the word numbnuts was really... That really... I feel like he's Harvard educated,
yeah,
right?
That's true. That's absolutely true, yeah. But I will say that I was at a friend's today, and it's funny because I told him that I was doing this, and I walked up to his front door. All his Christmas stuff was like on his porch, but laying pretty low, like Santa was down, the wreath was down, the lights were down, so that I didn't give him crap. Because I'm not afraid to go to a friend's house and go, the icicles, really?
Does
the manger still have to be on the lawn? I just don't get that. But you don't have to miss Gary Meyer like I do. I miss him every day. You can catch his weekday podcast at GaryMeyer.com. And I appreciate that, Gary, for doing that for us.